Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, a family that prays together and plays together, stays together. The Collingsworth family, they've been making music even, I think, before the kids, and we've certainly had them on the show before, and they have certainly grown into a wonderful Southern gospel kind of family, even through the changes of, some of the kids getting married, and of course the kids growing up and maturing and going through their own vocal changes, which have been wonderful, not always the case, maybe, when you watch teenagers age, a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, but not with the Collingsworth family. Phil joins us now, and we've got this great new project, and we're going to be hearing some wonderful sounds from it. Phil, thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, Daniel, I always love our times talking together. Man, boy, they just stimulate my brain, make me think.
When you watch yourself age on television, Mark Lowry said that. When you're on a platform and in front of cameras and you watch yourself age, sometimes it's not pretty. And that's when you're talking about maybe the gray hair kind of end of things. But when you're a teenager and you're aging, I'm sure there's so much more that goes into the stress level of that. But your kids have done this so wonderfully well. And I think a lot of times people wonder, well, how are they going to adapt to this, to the change of the voice, you know, in the right Collingsworth family sound? But you guys have done that so well. Was there some deep calculation involved with that?
Well, you know, it'd be wonderful if I could say I had this all planned out 15 years ago, Daniel. But what we've learned is that probably the greatest proverb that didn't make it in the Bible, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break. And we
it's true.
Learned along the trail that whatever the Lord gave us right then at the moment, both vocally and with the children, utilize it as it was in its current state and then groom it for what potentially could come. And that we just kept that in front of our mind. Just use what we have, groom it the best, make it the most commercial we could at its stage, but prepare it, you know, for the future. And we have worked through a lot of transitions with the children's voices, especially Philip's voice and doing the vocal change in the last couple of years. And we have been very blessed more than we deserve. The children love doing this, and they've instantly, because we've listened to so much music in our home and we are, you know, gospel music fans ourselves, we have kept good quality music in front of them at all times, and they seem to just assimilate that, and it's taken us across some great hurdles vocally, and we're very grateful.
I spin in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to
salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man.
Collingsworth of the Collingsworth family joins me in this new project as part of the family. And that certainly is fitting. When you go into the studio, people always want to know how much of this process is done years in advance versus just going in there and you start singing. And obviously, there's a lot of planning involved from the producer's point of view, from the arrangements, from the orchestrations, from the song selection, even down to the graphics of the project. So you want to kind of walk us through that and how the family, because was this a democratic thing? I mean, how does this family work together
making
all these decisions?
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, right.
No, it was... this is one of the projects that we could not come up with a title ourselves on, and actually Wayne Hahn came up with the idea for the title. One of the things, and this goes back to the entire vision we had for this particular album, and that is, somebody asked me one day, how is it that your family got to this place? You know, how did you foresee all this? And I said, probably, and it was actually another musician that was asking the question, and I said, probably I'm not the person that you should be asking that to. I said, I think in the way I'm in my thinking that if you want to be successful in doing what we do, that one of the best people in the world that you could go ask that same question to is the guy that's in charge of Cracker Barrel, because he has created such an atmosphere with his restaurants, with the fire and nostalgic things on the walls and recipes that taste like grandma's, that people that once loved Cracker Barrel, they go back over and over and over. Well, that is the same formula that I have attempted to apply to our type of gospel singing, so that it creates a emotional, warm atmosphere to the people that come to hear the Collingsworth family, and hopefully they'll take some of the music home in the form of, you know, purchasing a CD or DVD, and then they will come back again to a concert and come back over and over again because of that warm atmosphere that we try to create. Well, nothing really creates that more than the thought of family. And we were, of course, we are a true family, mom, dad, four kids. And so when we were going through song selection, there was an old Lanny Wolf classic that Kim has loved since she was a child, and we've never recorded it professionally. It was actually put on a DVD that Kim had done, and her mother and dad and siblings did a couple verses of it. It really wasn't done in a professional form, but it was a kind of a fun thing that night. And when we were selecting things over and over, that song kept coming up over and over. And Kim said, I really want us to do this. Well, this is a 30-year-old song, 35-year-old song. But the kids didn't know it, our children. And so we started going through it, and it just created such a warm atmosphere in our own family unit, just Kim and I and our children, that when Wayne came up to work, our producer, we started singing it for him, and he goes, oh, this is it. This is the title to your record. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, let's title it Part of the Family. And I said, wow, that was right in front of our nose the whole time, and we couldn't find it.
So Wayne Hahn, producer of this, huh?
Wayne is, we call him the David Foster of gospel music. He just, the chemistry between what Wayne does and what Kim and I do in arranging just works so much like hand in glove that, you know, we really don't consider going elsewhere. He comes to the house and we work, and he brings so much good music with him. And of course, we've listened to lots of things that have come from other publishers, and it just somehow every time falls right in place. It just falls into the groove so easily. And so with him coming up with that title, everybody, all six of us, were standing there and they said, that's it. That's it. That creates that warm, around-the-fire, Cracker Barrel kind of atmosphere. And so that's what we went with, and that became the vision for this new recording.
Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we power.
from the valley of fear. You can see doubt off in the distance, and you're about to lose heart right here. But don't ever give in, don't ever give up. God is with you, and you'll overcome. Trials he's brought you through, and when his power gave you strength for the journey, the very hour you needed it too. So don't be discouraged, cause time after time God's never failed you.
Collingsworth of the Collingsworth family joins me in this new project as part of the family. That's the title of it. Hey, Wayne Hahn produced it, as we talked about. And relationships are key here, I think, because not only you have a good family, a strong family relationship, but you got the friendship with Wayne Hahn, the David Foster of gospel music, as you call him. And then, you know, I think you and Kim have had probably a lot of great relationships in more of the inspirational, middle-of-the-road kind of format from your early years. And now in the Southern Gospel aspect of things, you guys have some wonderful relationships through the Gaither organization and also with Ernie Haas. You want to talk about Stowtown Records?
Exactly. Well, when Ernie and Wayne approached me about their new venture, Stowtown Records, you know, it was one of those situations. It just fits so perfectly hand in glove what they had in mind and the direction that Kim and I and the Collingsworth family are going. I didn't second guess it. I prayed about it. Kim prayed about it. We both felt as clear as could be that this was a new direction for us. Our record contract with Crossroads, which has been wonderful over the last 5 or 6 years, had come to an end, and we were at a decision-making point. And of course, we had sung with Signature Sound over and over on the Gaither tour and had gotten to know Ernie and his fellas well. And with Wayne naturally being our record producer, it just seemed like such a perfect fit. And then when Provident Sony, who is the distributor for Stowtown Records, was able to view our last video recording that we did up in Flint, Michigan with the Flint Symphony, they were so taken with the quality of that production, because we had used Gaither's Homecoming crew to actually film it in high definition, that they made the decision, if this particular recording will come online with us, we will mainstream this recording through our Sony division, even to our, you know, secular outlets. And of course, that was just an additional excitement for us and kind of an additional confirmation, yes, this is the right direction to go. So relationships, yeah, they mean a whole lot. And this is just working so well, and we're very excited about it, for sure.
Storm clouds are coming, and you're still humming yesterday's victory tune. You've got it all together, but you haven't seen the weather that's coming when the day is through. But if you stop and listen and just pay attention to the word God has today, He knows what you need and you can believe anything He has to say. If God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day. If God tells you to start, you better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, He's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey.
If God says build an ark, it won't be
just another rainy day.
Collingsworth family, part of the family. Phil Collingsworth is with us, and we were recently just talking about relationships, and you've got to extend that out now to in-laws. You've got Brooklyn and Courtney both have married, and we all got nervous and thought, uh-oh, because typically when somebody gets married, they leave or some major change happens, but so far that hasn't happened.
Well, the exciting part about this is both of the young men that Brooklyn and Courtney have married are very committed to these girls having a full-time music career, and they both my son-in-laws have career interests of their own. One is studying to be a medical doctor, and the other is studying to be a mechanical engineer. Thankfully, this past summer, which was just soon after the two weddings. They both had off from college and from internships, and they traveled with us all summer. And wow, what a bus full. 9 of us on one bus and a little dog. So it has been a close family situation. Matter of fact, we just got home from Sweden a couple weeks ago, and all 9 of us flew to Sweden and back, and that was incredibly exciting. It has really bonded us together as a family unit, including the two son-in-laws. They have driven for me all summer. They have learned how to carry sound equipment and a big concert grand piano and a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they're great guys. I am so blessed to have the two fellas. They won't be able to travel much with us during the school year because they both have a lot of schooling to do. But the exciting part is they do have quite a bit of schooling to do, and they need these girls to sing. And it's sing, baby, sing. Yeah, so absolutely. Both the girls are employed full-time by our ministry. And so far, it's working great. Now, when grandbabies start showing up, life could get interesting, but that's off in the future, so we'll not worry about it for now.
Prices are up and the market is down. Nothing but bad news all around. I'm as content can be, 'cause I've got Jesus and nothing's worrying me. Some fear it's the start of a steady decline. Maybe it is, oh, but I'm doing fine. Trouble can trouble a heart that is free. I've got Jesus, and nothing's worrying me. So let the wind blow, let the rain fall. I may get wet, but I won't fret. I'll get through.
take, whether it's the music or just the wholesome picture of this family that really can be functional together, which is kind of a rare thing in American culture, but it's something that Americans really look to is kind of like an all-American kind of family, you know, mom and dad and the kids, and they all seem to love each other and get along. And, and I know you probably have your moments, but when you travel internationally, like you mentioned, you went to Sweden, what kind of anticipation is the crowd expecting?
You know, we were shocked by that, Daniel. When we got to Sweden, we did not realize how much of our music they would already know. And, of course, nearly 100% of that came through our association with the Gaither organization. The actual event that we went through or went for was generated as part of the Gaither organization. Their distributor in all of the Scandinavian countries, Norway and Finland and Sweden, had set up this particular festival for the weekend. And about 1,000 folks attended the festival that weekend, and they had known of our family through our participation in the Gaither videos. And so when an introduction to a song that had been on one of the Gaither videos that our family had done would start, the crowd would just burst into applause. And so we were quite surprised. The reception was overwhelming and much more than we expected from that type of a culture over there. They were just so excited. It was the first time our family had ever been to that portion of Europe, and the crowd was in great anticipation, much more than we anticipated even. And so it was very fulfilling. When we left there, we all said 100%, we're coming back to Sweden. And so we'll look forward to that for the future.
There is no place where you're not there. I'll never drift from your love and care. There's not a theme about me that you don't know. The winds of the morning will take me to you. The blackness of night, your light will shine through. You're already there, no matter where I may go.
To you, do anything that you wanna do. You know me even better than I know myself. I'll not be afraid of what you can see, 'cause you know the person inside of me. I won't even try to hide what you know so well. I wanna be yours, whatever it takes. I've learned that life without you is no life at all. Failures and talents, schemes I bring to you, aspirations and dreams I sing to you. I'll just be here, ready.
Collingsworth family, part of the family. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Hey, Phil, I'm certainly not suggesting this, but I wonder, when you look at kind of the way other groups work the concert industry in gospel music, you don't always see as many instruments as you guys bring and can multitask with. So was there ever a point, or was there ever a feeling maybe you got that maybe you ought to just sing and not include the instruments so much? Maybe it wouldn't fit so much in these quartet kind of venues? Or was it just the opposite?
You know what, Daniel? I'm probably have peddled so much in my own corner in my own boat that I didn't. If that feeling would have been there, I probably didn't even pick up on it, because we had always included so much instrumental music from the beginning, with the trumpet, the piano, and the girls' violins, that the fan base that came to hear the Collingsworth family had a strong expectation that that would be part of the program. And so it never even really crossed my mind not to put it on as part of it, including when we went to the National Quartet Convention and when we did, the Gaither Homecoming things. Matter of fact, this was so interesting. On the latest Gaither taping that we did down at the Billy Graham Library, Bill called me the week before and he said, you know what? He said, this time around, I want the Collingsworth family, I want you to play the trumpet. And I said, Bill, interesting enough, I had brain surgery this past year, and I have not played my trumpet since the brain surgery because of the amount of pain that it causes. And I said, I don't plan to start my first time back on a live Gaither video. But I thought it was quite interesting that that's one of the things that Bill had asked for. So it probably has caught on more as part of the Collingsworth brand, so to speak, that we do quite a bit of instrumental stuff. Now, on this new recording, we actually did not include any instrumental pieces because we are planning an all-new instrumental album for this next year, and we didn't want to disseminate any of those possibilities for arrangements. So we saved all of the new instrumentals for an all-instrumental record that'll be coming this next year.
Is there ever a point when you, as dad, sometimes maybe just feel like you want to be dad and not have to also be kind of the decision maker for the ministry and for the direction of where the bus is going and where and what, you know, who's doing this responsibility at this date? Because I imagine sometimes that could be a little bit tricky and a little bit frustrating.
Well, you know what? I think I have integrated the two responsibilities so much together in my mind that they seem one and the same to me, and I have not really experienced much of the frustration of it. We have done it pretty, as you said, democratically. Before, I had set up a workflow chart for the entire family, and includes all the way back to whose responsibility it is on choosing repertoire, on choosing arranging responsibilities, and we have really laid it out, and everybody has their portion of the kingdom, so to speak, that they have to take care of. And once that was set in stone, I'm not the type of a micromanager, taskmaster kind of guy. And everybody has their responsibility. And if somebody comes up at the end of the day and hasn't done it, the pressure is down from the entire family rather than just from dad. So that may be relieved some of that quote frustration of having to be CEO plus dad. It just kind of has flown together into one person, so to speak, in my responsibilities, since everybody has a very clearly defined responsibility list, all the way from who cleans the bus to who is responsible for setting up and tearing down the product table and getting the violins in and out and getting the grand piano in and out and getting it tuned and all those things. It has just worked well, and I could never be grateful enough that has worked very smoothly, so I don't have to exercise dad versus CEO.
Where no song was ever told, where nobody will go, where the pains of the heart are no more, where the orphan has a home, where nobody feels alone, that's the place my soul.
Phil Collingsworth of the Collingsworth family, and the project is certainly one that you'll want to pick up. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Part of the Family is the title. One of your more recent radio releases that wasn't from this project really featured the vocals of Phil, and Phil has grown into his part of the family vocally in an amazing way. I mean, the voice is just so, I mean, it just blew me away when I heard that. I just can't stop talking about him. So talk about Phil and his, as he has grown in maturity, and really the only other guy on the bus now, except for the in-laws,
right.
the sons-in-law. But yeah, so talk to me about Phil Jr.
Well, we were so pleasantly blessed that Philip was, as he made the vocal transition, before he had a real true boy soprano voice that was clear and clean and high as it could be. And folks were so excited when he could hit that high C sharp on We Still Believe. And it was a true boy soprano, you know, but we knew we wouldn't keep that forever. When the final vocal transition, you know, of his voice change happened and he came out to be kind of a high baritone lead, we were so grateful that his tone is, we have guided him through tone placement and all of those things. He is a huge fan of Michael Bublé, which has been wonderful for him vocally, because as he went through the voice change, he in his room personally would just sing along with Michael Bublé on some of these great ballads that and these old Frank Sinatra tunes, you know, that Michael Bublé has become so famous for. And yeah, that has had a great impact on him. The other person that has probably impacted him most vocally would be Doug Anderson. He loves Doug singing from Signature Sound, and boy, was it a big deal for him personally when Wayne called and said, could the Collingsworth family kids do backup vocals on Doug's brand new record? Philip was just, you know, that was just a huge excitement. Well, this is so interesting. Now we get an email just this last week, Daniel, from a family in the United Kingdom in Southern England. And they had actually pre-ordered this brand new CD, Part of the Family, and got their copy. And they had two little boys. One is 7 and one is 9. And the mother sent us an email and she said, you can't imagine how excited my two little boys were to hear Philip Jr. singing on this new CD. They look at him like he used to look at Doug Anderson. And that was
wow.
Huge. I'll never forget the grin on Philip's face when he saw that email and heard about it. And so it's very interesting that that now is happening to him. He has progressed so much. He has featured several times on this brand new recording, including our new radio single that will be coming out from this one. He carries the new radio single. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it, because I didn't want to misspeak, and I don't like to compare people, but Doug Anderson, I was thinking that the whole time I asked that question. That was pretty cool. Collingsworth Family, Part of the Family is the project. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Let's talk about Olivia. I guess she's kind of bringing up the caboose here, and once she is firmly in place in her with her spot and her role, and she has grown to this role again. Olivia was more of you'd bring her on stage for a couple of songs a night. Am I correct there?
That you are correct. You are correct. And now but, her mellow, very Courtney sounding tone has even mellowed out another end of our arranging capabilities. On this new recording, she does for the first time a trio with Kim and I on one of the verses of Praise You, which is a Gloria Gaither classic. And it turned out so smooth that one of the first reviews that I saw online that somebody had done of the record, they thought the entire time it was actually Brooklyn singing that third part. And of course,
wow.
Olivia just loved that. She's 13 now, and she carries a rather adult-sounding solo on this new record called I Pray. It was written for her specifically by Lynn Rowell, who wrote the song Oh, the Thought That Jesus Loves Me, along with Wayne, on our last record. And she wrote a song for Olivia that's so age-perfect. It's one of the things we've been very careful is to try to have them only sing messages that could be appropriate for their age level. When they were younger, we just didn't want them to singing about, you know, longing for the other side of Jordan, because we knew in reality that wasn't true. And so we tried to always keep them in age-specific things. And this new song that Olivia does, she just sounds so much older than 13 now. And man, it was exciting. Wayne just had the other three children do very nice background vocals to her, and it just turned out a great arrangement and a good spotlight for Olivia on this new record.
I pray because he loves me. I pray because he listens every moment of the day. From
it might be in a goal for success to follow me. I thought it might be in a plan to sail across the seas, but I didn't find what I really need. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life to serve, O risen King. I found the truth that I'd been searching for. I found it all when I found the Lord. I'm letting go of all my ways that I think are best for me. Down on my ideas of what I think my life should be. I'm leaving everything I am right at Jesus' feet, for it's here I find everything. I found it all when I found the Lord.
the Collingsworth family, part of the family. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Hey, finally, you and Kim have celebrated a wonderful anniversary this year. You wouldn't trade her for the world, would you?
Oh, 25 years. Wow. It's silver. It just doesn't seem that it would, you know, happen this fast. 25 years we've been married and 25 years of music ministry together. So, wow, man, when I found Kim, and what a jewel, and we just fit so perfectly. There was just so many people around us in our lives that just said, we've never seen a match more made in heaven than this. And it has certainly turned out to be, for sure.
When my joy turns to sorrow, and there's no hope for tomorrow, that's when Jesus is all that I need. Jesus is all I need. Jesus is all I need. I need no other friend. I need no other one. Jesus is all that I need.
Well, you guys still live there in Ohio, right?
We do. Cincinnati. That's home for us.
Yeah. No plans of relocating anytime soon, I imagine. Gotta be proud.
Yeah, I don't think so. Our kids are strongly ensconced into Cincinnati and its culture and the Cincinnati Reds and Gold Star Chili and all the above. That's home for us. We do commute back and forth to Nashville so much. I have said to Kim, you know, we're going to need to get us some kind of a facility in Nashville. We are just supporting the hotel industry more than about anybody down there. We're down here just over and over because of, you know, record company work and work on our bus and recordings and that kind of a thing. But sure. Cincinnati is so home, we can't imagine leaving it. That's just where the Collingsworth family knows home.
And speaking of home, where is home on the web for you guys?
www.thecollingsworthfamily.com. And, of course, we have quite a Facebook page also. So look us up on Facebook, like us as a friend, and you get a lot of information, a lot of pictures, video clips from the road, all kinds of interesting things going on our Facebook that is also connected to our website.
And a lot of people want to see those wedding photos, so they're up there as well. You can check them out.
They are one of the most popular things that we get emails about, that's for sure.
Phil, you're great to spend time with us, and thanks for investing so much creativity. I mean, sometimes you find artists that just feel like they've just got to put something out there, but you guys really have taken the time to do it musically well. And the sound, the quality of everything is just top-notch. So kudos there, and thanks for your commitment to Christ.
Well, thank you, Daniel. We do take 2 years in between all of our studio projects on purpose, because we want a full 2 years to collect repertoire and to pray over it and to really, really choose the right songs, because we're realizing more and more how far-reaching these songs are. We have gotten email after email now from Australia and Germany, and a lot of them from the United Kingdom, and we realize how far these songs are reaching. And wow, making wrong choices, making quick choices, could be very detrimental to the kingdom. So taking plenty of time, doing our very best to make it the best quality we know how, is paramount, and that's the reason we only do one every 2 years.
Well, if you see the Collingsworth listed somewhere near you in a concert, you need to run, don't walk, to get your tickets and make sure you're there. You will find a variety before your very eyes, and it's certainly an opportunity for you to be blessed. Hey, thanks, Phil.
You're welcome. Thank you, Daniel.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.